You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, February 8th, 11 a.m. My backyard, near downtown Eugene. On the patio, a red tricycle is entombed up to its seat beneath a crusty mound of snow. Glistening icicles drip in an orderly row from beneath chrome handlebars. A pair of snow-covered Adirondack chairs face the low-lying sun, buried in frozen submission to winter's overwhelming dominance. A warm, moist front has slipped across frozen air that remains trapped in the valley. Raindrops freeze on impact, leaving a growing glassine coating of ice on every surface. Each leaf of an old, unruly camellia bush is encrusted in ice. Its upright branches bow to the ground, surrendering to the additional weight, threatening to shatter as they approach their limits of stress. Tree branches have been crashing to the ground all over the neighborhood. In most cases, this natural pruning simply eliminates dead or decaying wood. Sometimes, when branches have overreached in order to grab vital sunlight, whole trees become unbalanced and fall. This aggressive pursuit of light finds its limits with the occasional ice or wind storm. Most often, it is the sporadic extremes of climate that ultimately determine which plants and animals are suited for survival in any given place. A flock of dark-eyed juncos mob a nearly empty feeder hanging from a maple tree. My path to the feeder is blocked by fallen branches and deep drifts, so I scatter a handful of birdseed across the open snow. Almost instantly, these hungry sparrows leave the safety of their tangled perches and begin hopping on the exposed snowy patch of ground, picking up seeds. Juncos breed in northern coniferous forests, descending to lower elevations and latitudes each winter. They are among the most common winter birds in the valley. Late winter is a time of scarcity in the Pacific Northwest. The first people spent cold, rainy winters together in plank houses around a warm fire. Winter provisions were often eaten or decayed by mid-February, forcing the men to spend time outdoors hunting. Large game included black and white-tailed deer, elk, bear, and cougar. These animals were killed with spears in communal hunts. The Kalapuya were sometimes able to acquire seal and whale meat through trade with coastal people. While watching the feeding juncos from my sunroom, one of the birds flies in through an open door, trapping us together. It flutters in futility against a windowpane before settling on a table next to me. This tiny, dark-hooded bird stares silently at me, seemingly resigned to its fate. I gently grab around it with both hands. It is warm and soft and weighs almost nothing. The bird offers no resistance. I step outside, open my hands, and release it. It is a particular type of joy to liberate a wild bird into the air. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.